Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Clint, it is we'll give you the full injury report here coming up in just a bit. Kamari Lassiter did not practice today, but in a little media scrum today, he went ahead and informed everyone that he is playing. he is playing, and he also said, I didn't even need the rest. And he said he is playing, so he spoke to media himself that he is going to be able to go, and they're just resting him for precaution. But they probably had to hold his ass off the field if he's out there talking about I didn't even need the rest. So he is going to be out there, Clinton. I think that is a large, obviously it's a large thing, because you know, between him and Tremont Smith, you'd rather have the guy who's played at a Pro Bowl level this year. But he's quickly becoming really high on the list of most important players on this team, not only just because of his skills as a corner, but he is, you've said this about him, he is absolutely a tone setter for this team. And I've gone back and rewatched that first half where they had the one defense out there for the most part. And listen, they got some guys. Aziz is somebody who shows a lot of physicality. Will, he almost killed a guy in the game. But Kamari is like, you kind of just see a little bit of a difference to me in the secondary. A little bit of a difference, just the physicality wasn't there as much, because it like you watch him, Clint, it's hard not to just like feel like you got to try to match that intensity that he is bringing to the table. And he does it every single game out. And I think I saw a little bit of that missing in the first half, and it'll be big for them to have that, and I'm certain it ratchets up on a playoff game.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that you miss Kamari Lassiter in he is a tone setter. He's the thermostat in the room. You want people hype, he's going to get them hype. You want to force a practice to be a physical practice, let him loose, right? Let him off the leash and let him go.
Yeah, bad
effort. I mean, look, to your point, I think – I told Henry Toa Toa this. I think they all swarm. You know, everybody at the second and third level plays downhill, with the exception of maybe Stingley. The two people this season that jump off the screen more to me than anybody is Henry Toa Toa and Kamari Lassiter. I mean, those two – I mean, everybody plays downhill. I'm not minimizing anything that anybody else does. You just mentioned disease. You mentioned, you know, and there's obviously some Petrie's in there. But when every single game you turn on the film, Henry Toa Toa and Kamari Lassiter, it stands out brighter than day that they are the most aggressive, downhill, physical human beings on this defense. And Kamari, I think if you went down a list – because on top of being exactly like embodying what D'Amico Ryans wants his team to look like, on top of that, he's also the kind of dude, you know, off the field and mentally that you want this team to look like and this roster to look like. I think if you made a list of D'Amico Ryans players, the guys that he wants his team to image, mirror image. I think Will Anderson's at the top.
Absolutely.
But I think Kamari Lassiter's too. I think Aziz
really
is
He really loves
three.
Aziz.
Yeah, no, he loves Aziz. But I'm talking, yeah, you're right. It may be, but you got Will, you got Aziz, you got Kamari. I think there's a love for Henry Toa Toa there. I do think that Daniil fits in there at some point in time.
Petrie, like you said, those three though.
Yeah, man. But Lassiter's just one of them top dogs, and I just think he takes the. I guarantee you, he takes the locker room before a game, before you take the field, the tunnel before a game, before you take the field. He makes that environment.
Well, you watch him. It looks like it, man. I got to pick it up.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean? I gotta pick it up, and that's a big difference.
It's real. It's authentic. You know what I mean? It's not like when him getting up and beating on his own head. Like, I don't think that's for show. Like, that's just what, like, he is that amped up. Aziz, a lot of the stuff Aziz does, like, it's so authentic that people from anywhere, any age, relate to it and respond to it in a positive way.
Yeah. So yeah, not just his play on the field, but all of the other stuff. All right, Clint. Dan Orlovsky, he was on Get Up today on ESPN, and they got to talking about Arch Manning. And what was it? Jordan Rogers. What's Aaron's brother's name?
Jordan. Yeah.
Jordan Rogers. Mm-hmm. Jordan's left eye had a twitch when he came with this take. They were talking about Tyler's favorite, Arch Manning. Listen to Dan's assessment of Arch Manning in the draft.
And the pick would already be made. The Las Vegas Raiders would have no chance of passing on him. They would have to make the pick. One, he's 6'4", 225 pounds. He's an unbelievable athlete. I think in the Michigan game, he ran at like 21 miles per hour, which is absurd. He's only gotten better. He's very strong-armed. He's unbelievably athletic. He's really smart. He's getting trained the right way. He's wired the right way. He's been knocked down and picked himself back up. I think he's an ultra-competitive young man. It would not even be close. He would already be selected as the number one pick.
That's bold.
That is. What I mean?
Well, put him in the Hall of Fame already.
The bold part is his reasoning. You know, I don't doubt that two things. I don't doubt. I'm not saying it would happen. I'm just saying I can somewhat entertain the conversation.
I'm not saying he's way off on the reasoning.
No, I am.
I'm saying not. Let me try that again. I'm not saying he's way off on the reasoning. What I'm saying is the reasons he's giving. Yes, he is athletic, more athletic. Yes, he has been raised the right way. Those things are many of those things are true, but that still doesn't mean. Yeah, man, he's going to be the no doubt. Wouldn't it be a question number one pick?
I don't doubt that Brady and the Raiders or whoever else is up there in the top of the draft. I don't doubt that they would say, we can't pass on an opportunity to take a Manning. I don't doubt that they would say, he's tougher than nails, he's a great leader. I don't doubt that they would say, that name and a bad quarterback draft. This is a bad quarterback draft. It's not an elite quarterback draft. It's not a deep quarterback draft. It's not a top-heavy quarterback draft. It's not like you have to do and have a highlight reel that's ridiculous to show tangibly be better than Mendoza, right? There's no superpower with Mendoza. Really, there's nothing about – I like Ty Simpson. I think he's going to be a good pro, but there's nothing superpower about Ty Simpson. I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched Dante Moore enough. I watched him the other day in that one game where they beat Tech, and I didn't see a superpower, right, with him. And so, is there a world where a Manning that doesn't deserve to be the number one overall pick jumps in and is the number one overall pick because his name and the market?
That sounds like the story of what Arch has been the last couple of years.
Correct. Right? is there a world where that could happen? Absolutely, 100%. That is, I mean, it's monkey see, monkey do, scared to pass on him because if they passed on a Manning and he went at the bottom of the first round and he went out there and played well, I mean, Las Vegas would never live it down. So is there a world? Yes. I just wholeheartedly disagree with
him.
I mean, the level
of confidence that he is saying.
He said super athletic.
But the level of confidence that he's saying, I mean, they wouldn't have a choice.
What did he say?
He said
super strong arm. I just disagree with all of that.
Because I think I mean,
Michigan game was impressive, but I know that was
Jordan Rogers who chimed in with
no way. Is that what he said?
He said there's no way.
I would have listened, and if he'd have said, "Yeah, it's a Manning and it's a bad quarterback job," I'd been like, "Oh, okay." I disagree, but I don't. But going into the whole spiel and trying to talk his way through those guys being better, I mean, him being better than the others and being the number one overall, that he lost me.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I like Dan. I enjoy Dan. I think he's really good at this. And I'm not even gonna just flat accuse him of this, but when hearing that. It feels like, Tyler, he was sitting around.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm like, I got to come up with something.
What's my hot take going to be today?
Like, I got to come up with something because that's beyond aggressive. There's not,
yes.
There's nothing about that.
All my arch hate aside, it's like, beyond
like just, it's not even a could be. Boy, it's no question. No chance the Raiders could pass up on him.